The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Unlike many endangered species whose habitats are disappearing, the approximately 160 Florida panthers remaining in the wild could move north to a new territory, but only if conservationists and landowners preserve the corridor for the cats to reach it. The Nature Conservancy has worked for decades to protect tens of thousands of acres of panther habitat in South Florida, including the Spirit of the Wild and Dinner Island wildlife management areas. And it's now working to protect 7,300 acres near the Caloosahatchee River, an area threatened by development. And frankly, conservationists, in cooperation with the state of Florida, need to get this corridor completed in the next 5 to 10 years, or it'll be too late. In 1998, the Nature Conservancy helped protect 35,000 acres of the Okaloocoochee Slough for panthers. In 2012, another 13,000 acres used by panthers to cross the Caloosahatchee River were protected. And since 2015, a new underpass near the Black Bear Ranch helps panthers avoid cars as they move north. And the good news is that in late 2016, a female Florida panther was photographed on a camera trap north of the Caloosahatchee River. With a little help, they can make a comeback.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.